And let's hear now what's happening in Libya. It has been more than a year and a half since that country's former dictator, Muammar Gaddafi, was killed. During the uprising against Gaddafi, armed militias formed and became a challenge for the new government. Now, popular support for the militias is waning. Earlier this month, more than 30 people were killed during protests against militias in Benghazi. The protesters overran a militia headquarters and the gunmen fled, which brings us to another force in Libya, the power of free speech. Criticism of the militias has been a hallmark of one of Libya's newest radio stations. NPR's Leila Fadel paid the station a visit.
Good morning, Tripoli, says Bassem Aradi as he greets his radio audience. On his daily show, he says pretty much whatever's on his mind, unafraid of militiamen, government officials, or his boss at Radio Zone, who sits nearby quietly laughing as Aradi makes fun of a bunch of Congress members who were caught with whiskey and women the night before. Quite a scandal in this conservative nation. Bassem uses the colloquial Libyan dialect instead of the formal Arabic typically used in television and radio newscasts. It's as if he's talking to a friend, and he invites his listeners to call in and voice their opinions. But his work is about more than informing the public, he says.
My name is Bassam. I'm working in Radio Zone. I'm living in Sarraj. I'm doing this for Libya, for my people. So if anybody have any problems with me, please, he's more than welcome.
Bassem says he wants people to know that there's no reason to be afraid, to speak out about the problems in Libya and against violence. He names names and doesn't worry about the fallout. The owners of Radio Zone are no strangers to threats. One of them, Nabila Shabani, has been kidnapped twice for criticizing armed groups. It's incidents like his kidnappings that give this new station a cause, Nabil says, to make sure his kids' generation doesn't think that guns are the answer.
All what I want for this generation and the next generation.
Radio Zone is only about a year old. The studios are still being built. The staff members, mostly 20-somethings, broadcast in one room while construction goes on in the other. A young tattooed composer sits in the offices downstairs putting together tracks. He goes by the stage name Pixie, and he's working on a new song that uses gangster rap to rap against what he sees as the gangster behavior of Libya's militias. The lyrics were written for his musical partner, Yusuf Shabani, the son of one of Radio Zone's owners. Yusuf, just 13, shot to fame during Libya's revolution with this song. We want the darkness to go away, he sings, and justice to prevail. Those lyrics were written by Yusuf's father, who says they still hold true today.
We need the life as a human being.
The co-owner of Radio Zone, Ali Al-Abad, is in charge of the music side of things. He's working on bringing Libyan artists with a social message to the station. It's music, he says, that will lure young people rather than lectures about gun control and violence.
We're presenting especially Libyan music, but Libyan music in a modern way. Actually, when you hit a message to any generation, young generation, you have to hit it by the way they like to satisfy and receive your message in a clear way.
He and the young composer Pixie got together after the revolution. Pixie had worked with international hip-hop stars in Turkey, where he grew up. Now he's home, hoping to make a mark in his own nation. Ali Al-Abad, the co-owner of Radio Zone, says in many ways Libya is a mess. But despite all the difficulties, Libyans now have the right to speak freely.
Before, we were controlled, but now we can do whatever we want.
Leila Fadel, NPR News.